bring you local musicians and local happenings up here on the mountain. And, well, today we're going to start off the program with a song that I think is quite appropriate for this little, heard our governor speak about how they need to, cut back on our water by 25%. And I thought this next song, which was suggested by the artist, was quite appropriate for this situation. Next song we're going to hear, or the first song we're here today, is called Bathtub of Love, and it was written by local singer-songwriter David Martin Wheeler out of Palo Cedro. And Bathtub of Love, yeah, you listen to the lyrics, you'll catch on why it's a water saver, but I think it's a great way to save water and a little money, too. So here he is today, Bathtub of Love, David Martin Wheeler. And you can get more information about David Martin Wheeler at mytimesgoneby@yahoo.com. Coming up on Locomotion later in the program, we're going to be hearing new music from Sammy Joe. Brand new music. I mean, she just cut out a song just the other day, and she got it to us. And I'm going to be playing that here. Oh, maybe after this song. Okay, hang in. Thanks for tuning in. Here he is, David Martin Wheeler, Bathtub of Love on Locomotion with Shane, KKRN 88.5. We're licensed in Bella Vista Studios up here on Round Mountain.
Hot water flowing down, champagne on the way. The two of us in a bubble bath with the love that wouldn't wash away. There too to make our skin slide. His cheers to the cleanliness of a love we couldn't hide. The music flowing in the air gave the candles a mystic look. Of light rock and roll acoustic guitar, our thanks to Dr. Hook. So close as two could possibly be, our hearts beat as one. This bathtub of love is not only warm, it's a hell of a lot of fun. Two hearts growing close in a bathtub of love, conserving energy and water in the eyes of God above. Arm in arm I drank from her glass, she drank from mine. We had bubbles in the water and more bubbles in the water.
Okay, I like that. Conserving energy and water. Bathtub of Love, David Martin Wheeler. My Time's Gone By at yahoo.com. Hey, if you know David Martin Wheeler, or even if you don't know David Martin Wheeler, why don't you give him and his good woman Susan a little shout out and a little encouragement about their music. And once again, you can do so by going to My Time's Gone By at yahoo.com. And I believe David also has a Facebook page. It's like, hey, who doesn't anymore? But coming up next, we're going to be hearing, I'm going to play a song by Old Kennett String Band. It's going to be off a CD. They did a benefit concert with us. And I'm going to play a song called The Cuckoo. And then I'm going to follow that up with a Dry Branch Fire Squad tune. It's going to dedicate it to some of my fans that are over in West Virginia. And got fans from coast to coast now. thanks for supporting me on Locomotion with Shane. So, Old Kennett String Band consists of George Fredson and Tim Garrison and Amy Vogt and Carolyn Fauble, and they play all over the place here in Shasta County. And, well, I'm playing this song today just as a lead-in to let you know about the Bluegrass on the Mountain. It's the eighth annual Bluegrass on the Mountain Festival taking place tomorrow, Saturday, June 6th, and it's going to take place at Cedar Crest Vineyards and Mountain. The gates open at noon. It's going to have featured performers will be Matthew Songmaker, the Skillman family, and some people from the Old Time Fiddlers Association. There's going to be a live and silent auctions. They want you to bring your chairs and blankets to sit on. You can also call for reserved seating and dinner by calling 474-4242. All proceeds for this benefit will go towards the Mountain Music Program. The Mountain Music Program. Once again, all proceeds benefit the Manton Music Program. And I know some of the Manton school children were going to be performing. That's always a great thing to catch. So once again, that's tomorrow starting at noon at Cedar Crest Vineyards, which is on Forward Road, just outside, just about 2 miles outside the little town of Manton. And so here they are, Old Kennett String Band with The Cuckoo.
Here you are, here.
You guys are awesome.
We'll mark this date on our calendar. You. This is our first real encore.
We like you guys a lot.
Do we know another song?
The best crowd in Northern California, I'd say.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
The Cuckoo. Okay, you want to do that?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. This is a song. This is an old. This is an old song. This song is old. Okay. Old school. Okay.
Old school. Okay.
Yeah. That's the name.
Never say cuckoo.
when you left, but I was only laughing at myself. Oh, bring it you up, do you up, bring your sweet love, bring it on home to me. I'll give you money and jewelry too, and that's not all. Bring your sweet love, bring it on home to me. You know I'll always be your slave till I'm dead and buried in my grave. Oh, bring it you up, bring your sweet love, bring it on home.
Sweet Lovin' Home, darling. And that was Dry Branch Fire Squad. Bring It On Home. And prior to that, we had the Cuckoo by Old Kennett String Band. And coming up next on Locomotion, we're going to be hearing a Nashville cut by Jubilee with his song What You Really Need Is a Cowgirl. And then we're going to follow that up with a tune by Justine DeVoe and Grant Ditzler called Coffee Creek. And I think we'll follow that up with a little tune written by and sung by Nathan Rogers, This Side of the River. And you're hearing all this on Locomotion with Shane, KKRN 88.5 FM. We are your local community radio station up here on Round Mountain. We're licensed in Bella Vista. We are an all-volunteer community radio station, and we are held together by your listening dollars. If you haven't had the opportunity to become part of our KKRN family, you can do so anytime by going to kkrn.org. There's a donate tab on our homepage that'll take you to a safe and secure site. You give how little or how much you want when you want. And, well, let's just get back onto the music. Like I say, here's Jubilee with his Diamond Records Nashville cut song, What You Really Need Is a Cowgirl. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion Machine.
really need some guidance. You're in trouble every time they turn around. Someone needs to help you put the brakes on before you run your life into the ground. Some say that you don't know what you're doing, lost without a cause, some people pray. I know someone who'll show you how to do it in a good old country loving way. What you really need is a cowgirl to get you, rope you up and tie you down. What you really need is a cowgirl to keep you from running all around. She'll cook you up some good old beans and cornbread, put you out to attend to the chores. After a good old hard day of working, you know that every bit of her is yours. What you really need is a cowgirl to catch you, rope you up and tie you down. What you really need is a cowgirl to keep you from running all around. After the lights go out at 7, she'll take you in the room and throw you down. You're gonna think you were in heaven and be ready for another go around. What you really need is a cowgirl to get you, rope you up and tie you down. What you really need is a cowgirl to keep you from running all around. What you really need is a cowgirl to get you, rope you up and tie you down. What you really need is a cowgirl to keep you from running all around. To keep you from running all around.
The Millville Historical Society will be holding its annual museum open house from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday, June 6th. You can see the beautifully restored Buffalo Pitts Thresher, and there's an extensive collection of local artifacts inside this former South Creek School, Little Red Schoolhouse. I stayed for a lunch of hot dogs. And President Rod's making his famous cowboy beans. There's going to be homemade desserts and ice cream available. The museum is located next to Millville Fire Station on Whitmore Road. And coming up next on Locomotion, we're going to be hearing a song called Coffee Creek by Justine DeVoe and Grant Ditzler. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion on KKRN 88.5 FM.
Wailing down on
to see my girl. Coffee Creek girls, they all full grown. They jump to the creek like a dog on the bone. I'm gonna roll my britches up to my knees. I'm gonna cross old Coffee Creek. It's just as sweet as wine. Then she wrapped herself around me like a sweet potato vine. Ho! Oh. I'm going down to Coffee Creek. I'm going on a ride. I'm going down to Coffee Creek. Have a little fun. Going down to Coffee Creek. I'm going on a ride. I'm going down to Coffee Creek to see my Coffee Creek's wide and Coffee Creek's deep. Gonna wait old Coffee Creek before I sleep. Well, the hills are steep and the roads are muddy. And I'm so dizzy that I can't stand steady.
You're listening to Locomotion with Shane on KKRN 88.5 FM. We're licensed in Bella Vista Studios up here on Round Mountain. And that was Coffee Creek, Justine DeVoe and Grant Ditzler, some of your local singer-songwriters here in Shasta County. And if you are a musician or family member of a musician and would like to have their music heard, you can send it in to me here at P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California 96065. That information can also be found at the Locomotion page, which you can find at kkrn.org. Find the Locomotion page on the program schedule. Click on it and it'll take you to the archive page, because we do archive some of our locally produced programs. And so next we're going to be hearing a tune by Nathan Rogers that is called This Side of the River. Nathan's got that powerful voice. And Nathan, he is also one of our local musicians. And among many of the other things he does, he's part of the Oak Song Society. And right after we hear a tune from Nathan, we're going to hear that new song by Sammy Joe. So thanks for joining me. Stay tuned. Here we go with Nathan Rogers. Okay, hang on. We're going to have a do-over on that one. That was Tim Flannery, and we're going to be hearing him from him, too. But first, here, let's hear from what I promised you, Nathan Rogers.
If only I could find a way to get her over here on this side of the river. never got the lunch in a box and a quarter in my pocket, or so I thought. Damn, I must have dropped it. I was saving it for a little box of chocolate. You brought her over to this side of the dock.
Thank you very much there, Nathan. Hey, if you have any comments or questions about any of the music you hear on Locomotion, you can shoot me off an email at Shane, that's S-H-A-N-E, at KKRN.org. And, okay, now, here's this. So the new song written by Sammy Joe, and the song is called Toothbrush. And just a little background on the song, it's a story that was told, a life story told to Sammy Joe recently. And Sammy Joe, being a singer-songwriter she is, she wrote a song about it. And she's accompanied on harmonica with Steve Cheeks. And both Steve and Sammy would like me to thank Brian, their sound guy and supporter. And also Brian's a supporter of KKRN and Locomotion. So, hey, thanks, Brian, all you guys at D&L Auto. Yeah, thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane. And here she is, Sammy Joe. And I guess there was a little video made about this song I haven't had the opportunity to see, but you can go to sammyjoe.me and on YouTube. Once again, that's Sammy, S-A-M-I-J-O.me, and it's on YouTube. Here she is, one of your Shasta County favorite singer-songwriters, Sammy Joe, with her song, Toothbrush.
Finally mine, I knew that everything was fine, but I was wrong. I got tired of hearing everybody saying he was a flight risk, I know, but I was praying I wouldn't wake up to the sound of loneliness until I found that he was gone. Now he's gone. I've never seen fast, I guess I wasn't worth his goodbye. And he didn't even leave a note when he left, but he left everything else behind. I was devastated cause I was blinded by love, and I guess it was all too much, because he didn't even take his toothbrush. on, I found it harder to move on and let him go. They say everything happens for a reason. He's either staying for a lifetime or a season. But did he know it was a theft when he took my heart and left me alone? That wasn't worth his goodbye. And he didn't even leave a note when he left. But he left everything else behind. I was devastated cause I was blinded by love. And I guess it was all too much. Because he didn't even take his toothbrush.
As I sit alone in the moonlight, I see your smiling face, and I long once more for your embrace and that beautiful Kentucky waltz.
Yeah, that was Tim Flannery and Lunatic Fringe, and you're hearing it on Locomotion with Shane. I was quite fortunate to be able to send four of our listeners to the Tim Flannery and Lunatic Fringe benefit concert they put on here a while back, and the next set of tickets to an event here in the North State that I get to give away is going to be next Friday. I want you to tune in and call in and get your name in the hat for a drawing, as it's going to be a very special event here, as the Jefferson State Blues Society is going to be hosting their first Singing the Blues Festival, and that's going to be taking place June 20th, just a couple of weeks away. And it's going to be taking place as part of the Mosquito Serenade, at the Mosquito Serenade stage, which is at the Anderson River Park. This June 20th event will start at 12 noon. Well, the gates will open at 12 noon. The music's going to start at 1, and it's going to continue until 9 o'clock. Listen, this is who they're going to have here. And these are your local musicians here that you'll recognize some of their names. The blues master, Chris Kane, and the audience is going to be able to enjoy Dave Pinsky and Phil Newton with the Over the Moon Band. And then it's also going to be performing. It's going to be Cold Sweat. And one of our local favorite groups, the Heavy Dose of Blues and the Blues Rollers. You can get your tickets now at the Cascade Theater box office, at Harriet Music, The Music Connection, and Mike's Music and Sound. At the concert, they're going to have food and drinks, but you can bring your cooler. You need to bring your own chairs, no pets, and there's going to be no smoking of anything at this event. If you'd like more information, you can contact Mike Brown at 549-3005, or you can email him at cabrowns@sitlink.net. And I want to thank Mike. I think Mike's the president of the Blue Society, and he's going to be the one giving us the tickets. Thanks for that, Mike. So once again, tune in next Friday. Get your name in a hat for this Singing the Blues Festival, June 20th at the Anderson River Park. Okay, and just before we heard the last song, which was the Kentucky Waltz by Tim Flannery, Lunatic Fringe, which I wanted to dedicate to my listeners out there in Kentucky and West Virginia. You know, we're being heard coast to coast and around the world as we are streaming on KKRN.org, our homepage. Just click the Listen tab, and you can listen. Yeah. Okay, well, coming up next, I think we're going to play a little song by the Tea Sisters off of Kindred Souls CD, and this is a song called "It Was Me," and it's featuring Grant Gordy and Todd Phillips. "It Was Me," the Tea Sisters, and I'm going to follow that up with a new CD that was sent in by a bluegrass group called Rock Ridge, with a little more information about them. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane. Here they are, the Tea Sisters.
You thought she was the reason you came back, but now you see it was me, baby, it was me. Was me. You didn't know what hit you, but I fit you to a T. Can't you see, baby? Can't you see, baby? It was me. Well, I will be your trouble if you will be my treat. Come to me, baby. Come to me, baby. Come to me. And I will be your honey if you will be my bee. My bee, baby, be my bee, baby, be my bee. Because our juju jives,
juju jives.
So let's hitch that ride,
hitch that ride.
It doesn't hurt to try,
hurt to try.
Open your
open your eyes.
No, you didn't know what hit you, so I hit you.
Pardon me, baby, pardon me, baby, pardon me.
And I know you weren't looking, but I ain't that hard to see.
Look at me, baby, look at me, baby, look at me.
I said I will be your trouble if you will be my treat.
I'll be your salty mama if you will be my sweet, baby, be my sweet, baby, be my sweet. Because our juju dies, so let's hitch that ride. It doesn't hurt to try.
Listening to Locomotion with Shane on KKRN 88.5 FM. Next group we're going to listen to is a group that's called Rock Ridge, and it was sent in to me by George Fredson of Old Kenneth String Band, because they are going to be having a District 6 Old Time Fiddlers Association First Annual Summer Mountain Music and Arts Festival. And it's going to be taking place July 25th. And I'm telling you this now, so you'll be writing it down on your calendar and making plenty of advance preparation to see this. As this is going to be, like I say, their first Summer Mountain Music and Arts Festival. It's going to be a fundraising event, which is going to include music from Rock Ridge Bluegrass Band, a Deadgrass Band called Reckoning, and there's going to be other bluegrass and old-time string band and fiddlers performing on two stages throughout the day. There's also going to be a live mural artist and other artists, food, crafts from local vendors, and a silent auction and raffle throughout the day. And, you know, in July, it's pretty hot down here in the valley, but up in Manton, it's about 10 degrees cooler. There's going to be wine and craft beer from the Cedar Crest Vineyard, which is where this is going to be taking place. And we'll be talking more about that as time comes along, but I wanted to introduce you to this Rock Ridge Band. And the song I picked off of their CD today, their newly released Drifter's Prayer CD, is a cover song of an old classic, Tom Dooley. I really like the way they do this version, and I'm thinking that you're going to like it too. So here they are, Rock Ridge. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane. Time is 12:53.
Killed poor Lori Foster, and you know you're bound to die.
You left her by the roadside where you begged to be excused. You left her by the roadside, then you hid her clothes and shoes.
Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You killed poor Lori Foster, and you know you're bound to die. Tom Dooley,
And there you have Rock Ridge. And we're going to be hearing more of them in the following weeks. But I want to remind you to make sure you tune in next week, as I'll be giving away a ticket to the Blues Society's, Jefferson State Blues Society, Singing the Blues Festival, which will take place on June 20th. And a little closer to our weekend, which will be tomorrow. Yeah. I told you earlier about Millville Museum's open house. Well, the folks just up the road at Shingletown are having a museum grand opening as a the new museum, which is in the Shingletown Square, is going to be celebrating their opening, grand opening, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow. They're going to have a barbecue lunch available for a certain amount, and all proceeds are going to go towards displays at the museum, and Down Home String Band's going to be there, keeping you tapping your toes, and, you know, this is our part of our history up here. Pretty cool. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in today, Locomotion with Shane, and coming up after Locomotion, we're going to be listening to Country Fried Rock, and that'll be followed up with Juke in the Back, and then the Grateful Dead Hour. I want to thank everybody that sent in their music to the program. If you would like to do the same, you can send it to me at P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. Well, folks, it's 12:58. We're going to go out today listening to a song that was written by Joe Blythe when he was with Milk the Sun. Matt Damon and Darren O'Lear are going to be joining Joe on this song called Rush Train, and Joe's the guitar player for Magic Bus, which will be performing tomorrow night at the California Brewing House in the Palisadro Shopping Center. Okay, thanks for tuning in. I'll be back next week, folks. I hope you are too. Have a great weekend. Here's Joe and Milk the Sun. Is made possible by listeners like you and in part by anewscafe.com, where North State news, color, and commentary can be found online. The online news source brings regional writers and photographers together to